Jerry Bader Show, 1048-406-1360. 888-455-1360. I didn't know this. Governor Walker has a policy of not using his power of the pardon. Governors and presidents can pardon people. It's often controversial because, usually, because of the person they pardon, there will be questions raised as to whether they deserve to pardon, or they'll pardon someone and not pardon someone else. Well, how come you pardon him and not him? He's more deserving. Governor Walker is avoiding all of that by not pardoning anybody. I'm not sure I agree with that. There are miscarriages of justice. It does happen. I acknowledge that. I think to set a policy that you would never pardon anyone means that you would never correct a blatant miscarriage of justice. And I don't think that it's an offense to the criminal justice system to say every once in a while a governor or a president has to fix something. On the other hand, by having this policy, he does eliminate any possibility that he would be accused of playing favorites because he just says no to everybody. He's playing it safe. Then you have a case like this veteran who served tours of duty in Kuwait and Iraq in 2004. After returning from the Middle East, this guy, this corporal, tried to break up a fight between his buddy and someone else and broke someone else's nose. And now he can't, if he doesn't get a pardon from the governor, he can't be a police officer. We have his side of the story. Granted, he was never in trouble before, I get that, but all we have is his side of the story. I'm kind of torn on this. This is the type of thing where Governor Walker avoids judgment calls by never doing this. I'm not sure I agree with him never pardoning anyone. Ron in Green Bay. Ron, hi, you're on the Jerry A. Bader Show.
Good morning.
Morning.
I think it goes even further back than that. Why did he plead no contest? Why didn't he actually take it to court?
Okay, and that's, I think, on your part, that's a valid argument. I can tell you what his response would be, that some lawyer told him, well, just make it go away, and he didn't think about the long-term consequences. Well, but that is, I agree with you, Ron. That's still a decision he made.
That's right, and why should it be the governor's responsibility now to fix something that he... No, he did wrong.
See, that's where I'm torn on this, because he's not denying he broke the guy's nose. What he's saying is there are extenuating circumstances. So I don't know enough of what happened in that case to really know what, if Governor Walker were handing out pardons, what he should do with that one. But what Governor Walker is doing is, so you avoid this whole conflict by not issuing anyone a pardon. And I'm trying to decide, Ron, if I agree with that policy.
Well, now, pardons are our discretion of the
right
of the governor, and his statement that he's not going to question courts or judges is probably the safest thing to do, and also the right thing to do. I've heard a lot of pardons in the past. Doyle, I took exception to a number of them that he did.
Right,
but.
And I think that's exactly, thanks a lot, Ron, that's exactly what Scott Walker's trying to avoid, is you get into this arbitrary while you're playing favorites. He's avoiding that by now. I'm not going to pardon anyone. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I think it would be inaccurate to say that there's never been anyone who has been deserving of a pardon. Oftentimes, though, they are sob stories or distorted. This guy says, hey, I was just trying to help my friend. Well, okay. How do we know that's exactly how it happened? This is where I'm kind of torn on this, because these are the types of things where, okay, this guy didn't have to plead no contest. He could have taken it to trial, and he could have taken, and further, the more I think about Ron's perspective on this, he's a veteran. No criminal record? He's saying he was just trying to protect his buddy? Why didn't you take it to trial? And if you had this lifelong dream of becoming a police officer, then you probably should have considered that. He's not saying he didn't commit the crime. He's not saying he deserves a pardon because he didn't commit the crime. He's saying, well, you know, it was just one of those things. Well, this is the type of thing where Scott Walker's trying to avoid by issuing no pardons at all. I'm still not entirely sure how I feel about that. I could imagine the governor saying, or I should say, I could support the governor saying, well, I'm going to be extremely judicious with pardons, and it would have to be a gross miscarriage of justice and so on. But he hasn't said even that. What he has essentially said is, and I was not aware of this policy, that he doesn't issue pardons. By the way, I don't think it's an abdication of his job. I disagree with that. I think it's his choice. If he wants to pardon someone, fine. If he wants to choose not to use the pardon at all, I don't think that's... I disagree that that's him not doing his job. They are, as the caller said, is at the discretion of the governor. He's choosing to never to use it. I'm not entirely sure I agree with that policy. I'm not sure I disagree with it either. But I think this case, for which he's being called out by the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, points out exactly what he's trying to avoid. He can't be accused of making a mistake here. You know, it's the old saying, you can't be charged with an error if you don't touch the ball. So essentially what he's saying is, I'm going to avoid these judgment calls, and I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to wonder if this guy deserves a pardon. Paul in Stevens Point. Paul, how are you on the Jerry A. Bader Show?
Morning, Jerry.
Morning.
I have to agree with the governor's side of not pardoning everybody because everybody perceives it as a favor to most people, you know, no matter what he pardons. But in this situation, like the previous caller said, he either had a poor lawyer, we don't know the circumstances, but his lawyer should have advised him, if you do take the plea, it's going to be a felony, it's going to be on your record. And he should have advised him about his aspiration of being a police officer that would make him disqualified for doing so. So I would say it would rest on his choice of allowing the situation to get this far.
Well, yeah, and to build on that, Paul, he was charged with substantial battery, which is a felony. He pleaded no contest. He didn't cut any kind of deal. I mean, he didn't get it down to a misdemeanor battery. That I think is, I hate to say this, but that's his problem. A law enforcement friend writes, part of being a police officer is the ability to make critical decisions under stress. The fact this young man got involved in a bar fight with his friend and made the choice to punch someone in the face shows a lack of good decision making. While I understand that alcohol was probably involved, he was tried and convicted in a court after being given the chance to present all the facts. No, in fact, he pleaded no contest. That's the other thing. He didn't even have a trial by jury. He simply pled no contest. Based on the little we know about this individual case, even if Governor Walker didn't have a blanket policy, I don't think I would support one in this case. And I know it's tough because the guy's a veteran, served and discharged, you know, served honorably. But even if he were in the practice of giving out pardons, which he isn't, I don't know that I would agree with the one here, which maybe makes his policy right. Randy in Sheboygan. Randy, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry. You know, this guy's had these aspirations of being a police officer. And he wants the governor to pardon his little discretion here, but who's to say he's going to make it past the mental examination?
Well, that's actually it's a good point, Randy. In fact, I don't think what the guy is being deprived should go into Governor Walker's, if Governor Walker was giving out pardons. I don't think that should, thanks a lot for the call. I don't think that should go into it at all. I really don't. It's not because the guy needs it. That shouldn't be. It should be, was justice served? And if justice wasn't served by the conviction, then Governor Scott Walker should look at that. But Governor Scott Walker has a policy, and again, I'm still iffy on this, that he doesn't look at any convictions. He's not going to pardon anyone. But even if he did, what he should be looking at is not, well, the guy wants to be a cop. What he should be looking at is, would justice be served by pardoning him? Based on what we know, and I'm not saying we know everything, but based on what we do know, I don't think so. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.